And Natalie, a good result, and did it tough, faced the breeze, but just too good.
Yeah, did it tough. All the plans flew out the window after the first 50, but I suppose that's what you got to do. You got to improvise when you're out there, and things didn't go to plan at the start as what they thought. And so we changed our tactics, and she's strong enough to go and sit in the breeze.
What was the plan?
We're actually going to go back. But I thought King Albert would lead, and when he sort of got into a bit of traffic, and I thought, well, we're going to go forward, because I knew Simon wasn't going to go overly hard in front, and I knew the death was up for grabs. So she's the sort of mare that can, if they don't go too quick of a mile rate, she can sit in the breeze. So she's gone good.
She gone well, 56.90 for the last half, which is pretty good.
Yeah, super. Just sort of sat on her, and she did it all herself, but last sort of 50 she had to pull out, but no, she went good.
Done a good job this mare, didn't she?
Oh, super job. At the start, I drove a couple of years ago and never give a second thought, because she had the hobbles on then. And when Ash and Deb rang me up, to drive when I first started driving her back, she said, "Oh, you've driven this mare," and I said, "Oh yeah, I remember her." They said, "No, she's different." So she's a great little money spinner, and she'll win a few races this season. But she's probably going to be more of a money spinner, running nice, seconds and thirds. She's up in top grade now, so it's going to make it hard.